This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An apartment complex for unhoused youth in Colorado Springs had its ribbon cutting this week. CPR's Dan Boyce says it's a first of its kind for the region.
The launch pad has 50 units for young people experiencing homelessness aged 18 to 24. Tenants commit to at least a one-year lease. On-site programs help with job placement, life skills, health care. Some nearby residents have worried the project will amplify problems the area has seen from homelessness. Developer Nick Emenheiser hopes for the opposite result.
This will really take a site that was blighted and really causing a lot of the problems that this community has been fearful of, and really transform it into a positive part of the community.
A recent state report estimates more than 500 people aged 24 and younger are unhoused in the Pikes Peak region. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
High blood pressure during pregnancy, called preeclampsia, has been on the rise, doubling since 2007. But there are ways to prevent it. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The CDC says the hypertensive disorder affects more than 10% of women during pregnancy. That's doubled during the past two decades. Kaiser Permanente Dr. Sonia Novotny says it can affect the baby, too, and happen in labor and after.
Some of the warning signs are a headache that does not get better with rest or taking Tylenol, right upper quadrant pain, seeing spots or stars in your vision that are ongoing, or really new swelling.
She says routine wellness checks are key. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Could be some serious weather this afternoon around Denver and in Colorado Springs. There's the chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range, highs in the 60s and 70s, then getting warmer by Friday. In the mountains, it's rain today and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.